After deciding he would get nothing of interest from the two old men who comprised the entire staff of the Weekly Islander, the feature writer from the Boston Globe took a look at his watch, remarked that he could just make the 1:30 ferry back to the mainland if he hurried, thanked them for their time, dropped some money on the tablecloth, weighted it down with the salt shaker so the stiffish onshore breeze wouldn't blow it away, and hurried down the stone steps from the Grey Gulls patio dining area toward Bay Street and the little town below.